Eve, formed by the Creator's hand on the sixth day of creation week, God's gift to man, Adam, who was formed of the dust of the ground by the Creator's hand and became alive when he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Eve, made of a rib from Adam's side, she was formed to be his bride and companion for life. Adam called her Eve, since she was the mother of all human beings. The two were made for each other, made to live forever in a garden of pristine and natural beauty. Eden. They had everything for their pleasure. Beautiful flowers and stately trees, food that they would just pick and eat. Life could not have been more perfect, enjoying face-to-face communion with their Maker. What more could they ask for? One day, Eve was tricked into thinking she was not enough, that she could be like God when she was already like God. That old serpent stirred up trouble in paradise. He deceived Eve, so she believed a lie that she would not die. She ate of the fruit that was not to be eaten. When Eve told Adam what she had done, he decided he would rather die than live without Eve. So he too ate of the fruit that was not to be eaten. And that day, they started dying. That day, they lost the garb of light they were clothed in. That day, they hid themselves when the Creator came calling in the cool of the evening. That day, they could no longer stand to be in the presence of the One who dwells in light. They became afraid that day, but soon discovered the depths of His love, that all was not lost. He had already forgiven them and promised them that one would be born who would restore life as it was meant to be eternally. And the one to be born, the deliverer, he would crush the serpent's head. And the original plan of living and not dying would be restored.